to you. There she is, the mother of all asteroids, screaming towards us.
Do you mind?
This summer.
We're facing extinction, Buck.
No worries. This tablet holds the key. We go to that crash site, search for cosmic clues, and then figure out how to stop it.
Who's dumb enough to think they can stop an asteroid?
Crashing any reporting for duty. Duty.
The end of the ice age.
While you run for your lives, we'll be high in the sky, safe as those birdies. Lucky shot.
Oh, boy.
It's just the beginning.
What is this place?
Geotopia.
Of a new age.
The secret to saving the world is here.
Shangri Lama, can you help?
Yes, but first.
Downward dog. Funky chicken. Jiggy jelly. Mashed potato.
Could you help me, please? My nose is dangerously close to my butt.
Ah. Ice Age Collision Course, ah, that animated sequel that everyone's been dying to have, ah, I just feel the love, the experience. Let me hold on, let me take a sip of my drink real quick. Oh yeah, it got me so excited, I'm drinking. You know this movie must be good if I'm drinking. You know it must be good, right? Let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. Oh my god. So we got Manny, Sid, nah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know who voice acted. I don't know who Sid and Diego. I don't know who voice acted. I don't know who did any of this shit, to be honest. I'm looking at credits right now and I'm like, damn, Jennifer Lopez is in this? I don't even remember that. Okay. That's how much I paid attention. But let's just say that Manny's daughter is about to get married. And he's kind of having a hard time dealing with the boyfriend, who I don't know what the boy, Julian was named, played by Adam Devine. And he's not, him and Queen Latifah, who's his wife, and I don't know what, her name was Ellie in the film. And they're kind of not feeling that the fact that their daughter is getting ready to leave home. So they try everything that they can to pretty much keep her in the vicinity. A little be known, though, an asteroid hits, mainly due to scrap. Or Scrat. Ooh, I don't know if that motherfucker's voiced by anything, because all he does is make noises and shit like Lex Luthor did in Dawn of Justice. But either way, though, Scrat creates the Big Bang Theory. Yeah. He ends up in a spaceship, he takes it out into space, and next you know it, he starts the universe as we know it today. I know. And it's all because of the fucking nut. People, you don't know who Scrat is. Scrat is that crackhead squirrel that just keeps tracking down that nut. Look, watching this movie, what is this, the fourth time? Watching this movie, this is the fourth or fifth movie, I don't know. But watching this movie made me realize, look, Scrat, either you're going to eat the fucking nut or what? I mean, Jesus Christ, you keep chasing this goddamn thing around the universe now at this point. Either eat it or don't eat it. What are you going to do with it? What are you doing with it? Most of this movie, every time he caught it, he just kept putting it in the ground. I'm just like, is that what squirrels do with fucking nuts? They just put the damn thing in the ground and mark their place with it? Because I'm like, I don't get his fucking obsession with this damn thing now. I know it's probably the only one left alive. But damn, either you're going to fucking eat it. Either you're going to eat the fucking nut or what are you going to do? Okay? So he creates the Big Bang Theory. Next thing you know, it's asteroids start hitting. And Buck. I don't know who played Buck, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. And personally, I really don't give a shit, to be honest. But Buck, who's that that weasel voiced by Simon Pegg, tells him, oh man, you know, I came across some ruins and I found some mysteries to the world or whatever. And he explains to them how the dinosaurs ceased to exist and how this ceased to exist and how we can prevent this from happening. All we have to do is go to the same crash site that the asteroids or the meteors always hit. And they're thinking like, wait, what? You wanna go towards the meteor? Why? And it's like, there's something there that can help us redirect the meteor going back into space. And I'm like, okay, that sounds like the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of. But whatever movie, I'll go with you. They all decide, hey, well, why not? Either way, we're going to die or not. So might as well just go check it out. Only to be find out that the meteor is connected by a magnet. Because there's a bunch of meteor pieces and they see that they're connected together. So their plan is to find a way to shoot the big ass meteor that's already there that's attracting this meteor in space. Come here. Is find a way to shoot the one that's on Earth back into space thus far saving the planet, saving the world, saving the mammals, saving the weasel, saving the bird. Oh, and there's some subplots in there about some birds that want to kill Simon Pegg's character. There's a subplot in here about what's this girl name that played their daughter? I don't give a shit. Manny and Queen Latifah's daughter, like trying to keep her at home and shit like that. There's a subplot of what's that damn? I think that's a sloth, is what I think it is. It's not. I think it's Sid, is it? No, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. The fucking sloth, the one that says the green algae in my eyes and shit like that. There's a subplot of him trying to find a woman. There's another subplot here of Diego, who's Dennis Leary, voiced by Dennis Leary. He needs a, him and his woman are trying to find a way to have kids, basically just because, you know, they think they're not good parents because kids are afraid of them because they always look like they're ready to eat somebody, which they kind of do. And I want to say Jennifer Lopez played his wife, Shira. I don't know who the hell that character was, and I don't really give a shit, to be honest. And I'm trying to think, is there another subplot in here? Oh, there's a subplot too towards the end where Granny, voiced by, oh God, this voice was probably the most fucking annoying voice throughout the whole goddamn movie. It made me cringe. It was Wanda Sykes who played Granny, and every time that voice came on, oh God, it was like some Norm of the North shit. Oh, it just made me cringe. And there's a subplot of her staying with this fountain of youth. Who gives a shit? I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say this movie sucked ass. Okay, this movie reeked of ass of all. Even in ice, it still reeked of ass. You can smell the ass through the ice, like literally. First of all, the voice acting, you really don't give a fuck about. I mean, as you can tell, just from me remembering all this shit and not really giving a fuck about to put it on. Second of all, wow, this movie had no premise whatsoever. Even though it has a premise of this whole Ice Age thing, this shit was stretched out. And it was the longest hour and 45, I think, or something like that. Hour and 45 minutes movie I had ever fucking seen. It just would not end. And every time they kept moving a little bit further, a new fucking subplot popped up with a different one of these goddamn characters who you don't give a shit. Manny, Diego, and Sid. And Manny, Ray Romano, this is like, this is what's that? Everybody Loves Raymond. This is like an animated version of Everybody Loves Raymond, even though everybody knows that they don't fucking like Raymond. Nobody likes Raymond. That's why that show got canceled, because nobody likes his ass. Who else is in here? You got Sean William Scott as Scott. That's gonna crash. Where in the blue fuck has this man been at? And he decides to make a comeback for fucking Ice Age Collision Course. Are you fucking kidding? I'll be goddamn. Look it up right now. There actually is a voice actor for Scrat. His name is Chris Wedge. Chris, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Apparently, he's probably making that money. But I highly doubt it because I'm willing to guarantee this movie don't make a damn dime this weekend. I am putting my fucking wallet on it that it doesn't make a dime, domestically at least. I'm not going to go overseas because I don't know how the fuck that would do over there. But domestically, I'm willing to bet that this does not go anywhere near its close-range budget. And I'd be shocked if it even makes it in the top five. The animation, Fox, just stop. You can just stop. You don't have to... who the fuck is this? You don't have to make any more animated films. You really don't. I mean, I don't need it. What other animated films do you do besides? You got that Blue Sky Studio, so I'm assuming, what, Rio and this? You can just stop where you're at right now. We don't need to see any more animated films from you. You ain't making money off of it. Ice Age, the first one, was probably a hit for you just because it was new, different, and it could be an exciting whatever, but you just need to cut that shit off right now. The plot itself, it's cool. You know, the whole meteor thing and stuff. But then when you really get down to the physics of it, you're just like, okay, but how do you send a fucking meteor back into space? Oh, and guess what? They find a way to lift the meteor and take it to a volcano to shoot it back in the sky. And right when the meteor is on Earth's atmosphere, the motherfucking meteor just swarms up and follows the other meteor back into space. That shit blew my mind how I saw that. I was just like, wow. So I know this is animated, but damn, the logic of that. And the logic of what Scrat is doing in space. I know this is animated, but damn. Damn, you might as well call kids dumbasses. You might as well just call them dumbasses. The fact that the meteor thing is one thing, but Scrat, that had to be. At first, it was a short from what I saw a couple of months back, and I was like, okay, well, if they're just gonna make shorts of these, that's fine, whatever. That whole short you see in that short that might have been aired a couple of months back, that's the beginning of the movie. But it goes on a lot more times with Scrat. And I gotta tell you, Scrat has got to be one of the most annoying fucking characters I think I've ever fucking seen. It is basically some Looney Tunes shit with him that ain't even funny, okay? It's not funny. Stop putting the fucking camera on him. We get it. He's hungry for the fucking nut. We get it. He wants the nut. Give him the fucking nut or not give him the fucking nut. Jesus Christ. I can't tell you how much this movie just dragged on. Just for having Scrat on screen for 5 minutes, going through hijinks, chasing this fucking nut. Wait, why am I sitting here talking? You know what? This movie is a fuck it. I don't give. It's a fuck it. Remember, it's a low fuck it. This movie wasted my time and a half, and I guarantee that nobody's gonna see this shit because Comic-Con is this weekend. Two, there's better movies fucking out right now with Lights Out and Star Trek. And don't nobody give a damn about Ice Age Collision Course. Fuck this movie.
From 20th Century Fox and Blue Sky Studios.
Okay, let's do it.
These are the guys who are gonna save the world.
We look so cool. Like a ninja.
It no sucking was a strategy.
The defining chapter.
We have superpowers!
In the greatest trilogy of all time.
You're the wind beneath my sleeve. Of my eye.
I'm getting butterflies.
I'm getting nauseous.
This is all.
Let my mammals pass.
It's never gonna work.
Hold on to your butts.
Like a ceiling.
We're gonna stop this thing. Bada bing, bada boom.
Forget I said boom.
The Ice Age Collision Course.
Hey.